You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Halloween decorations are popping up everywhere. It's time to think of things spooky, and that includes a theater in Ypsilanti. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is here with a look at theater all around the state. So, David, what is this play that is completely in the spirit of Halloween?
Yeah, it's being produced, as you say, in Ypsilanti, in the Ypsilanti Experimental Space on Washington Street. It's a new work by playwright Joe Zettelmeyer. It's called Haunted, the Michigan Ghost Story Project. And it's terrific. In fact, Joe Zettelmeyer kind of puts himself into the play, almost like Stephen King has done sometimes, where the main character is the author. And so the author in the story is a guy who's doing this Michigan Ghost Story Project. And so the play itself is vignettes about some of the ghost stories that he has collected. And some of them are, you know, take place in the UP. Some of them take place in Detroit. One takes place in Ypsilanti. And we got a chance to talk to Joe this week about, you know, kind of what started him on this project and where it took him.
So the show itself is a collection of ghost stories that I gathered from both my own research, and then I opened it up to submissions from people all over, as long as the ghost story happened in Michigan. And I got many, 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 many submissions. We've got everything from a ghost story that happens in the Bonstell Theater over at Wayne State to, yeah, some pretty creepy stuff that happened in an old abandoned mansion in the Upper Peninsula.
This is perfect for Halloween.
Isn't it, though? And I want to say something about the space. First of all, the play, the show itself is directed by Anna Simmons. She does a terrific job. The Yes Space, Ypsilanti Experimental Space, very intimate. Only about 25 people or so can fit in at once. And I want to say, without giving away a spoiler, that you're in downtown Ypsilanti, and to me, one of the most interesting ghost stories literally took place blocks away from the theater.
Very fun. So you get spooky history. It's ideal. So that's at the Ypsilanti Experimental Space. And now from this new work by Joe Zettelmeyer, we go to a true American musical classic on stage in Kalamazoo.
Right. The Farmer's Alley in Kalamazoo is doing Camelot.
A law was made a distant moon ago here. July and August cannot be too hot. And there's a legal limit to the snow here in Camelot.
This, of course, the King Arthur Knights of the Round Table story that's given us some Broadway classic tunes from Lerner and Lowe, like the title tune Camelot. Songs like If Ever I Would Leave You, The Lusty Month of May, What Do the Simple Folk Do? But I want to say this is actually a bit of a modern take. This is a play that I've seen a few times done in regional theater. It can be very dusty. They really pumped some new, fresh life into it. It's a smaller cast. They kind of rearranged a few things. This is a play that actually the director has a lot of freedom in how to stage it, and the Farmer's Alley folks took all of that freedom to kind of give you a fresh look at this very old classic play.
I am so intrigued, and yet we get the great songs
exactly.
Along with them.
Yeah, terrific.
Fantastic. Okay, and now we go to Rochester Hills to the Meadowbrook Theater doing one of your favorite stories.
It absolutely is. My first exposure to Murder on the Orient Express was my dad took me to see it at Radio City when I was about 11, I guess, 12. And I absolutely, even though I was a kid, and it's kind of a grown-up movie, I loved it. This is a yarn about a murder. It's an Agatha Christie that takes place on the legendary Transcontinental Rail Line. So in addition to the movie, of course, on PBS, and people are familiar with Hercule Poirot, the Belgian detective. He's aboard the train, and he's drafted by the railway owner to solve the murder of an American businessman. And Poirot is very ably played by Michigan actor Ron Williams. So even though you know how it turns out, there's no surprises, it's a terrific production. And as always, the Meadowbrook does an amazing job with set and props. So I mean, they don't cheap out on anything. So it's really a terrific production of this.
So much like their Christmas Carol.
Exactly.
I mean, we know the story, but they do it so splendidly.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, now it is time to come to the cabaret because the Kit Kat Club is open for business in Walled Lake.
That's right, at the New Jet Theater.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
Very familiar musical to most of us, I think, set in Germany in the 1930s. As Hitler's coming to power. The cast for this play, it opens this weekend. The cast for this play looked very intriguing to me. Terrific actors. And let's face it, you can't not love the songs from this show. You know, Maybe This Time, Money, Money, If You Could See Her, Mein Herr, and of course the title song. It's if you don't leave the theater humming, you know, one song or another, there's something wrong with it. So when done right, the show is terrific. I'm very intrigued by the cast, so I'll be seeing it this weekend.
And speaking of coming away from a show humming, a real crowd pleaser is coming up at the Barn Theater in Augusta.
Yeah, exactly. Again, for just in time for Halloween. Usually a summer theater, but the Barn is doing the Rocky Horror Picture Show, opening October 18th.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll.
Feel free to dress up as your favorite character, Cynthia.
There you go.
And anybody who wants to do the time warp again, the Barn is going to give you the chance the second half of the month.
So much fun. And we should note, if you weren't able to see Come From Away in East Lansing, it is at the Fisher Theater until Sunday the 13th. I finally got to see it, and boy, that crowd reaction was amazing. It's so good. Actually, I'm going back again this week.
It makes you feel so good. You know, there's so much right now in the world and in the news to make us feel bummed out. This takes us back to a time when the country, and actually this takes place in Newfoundland, so technically Canadians, but our neighbors to the north, but it makes us remember what we should be about in terms of, you know, when tragedy hits. It takes place on the week of 9/11, when the country and so much of the world was pulling the oars in the same direction. It's a wonderful show. It's so tight. You know, for people who don't want to go to a long musical that might last 3 hours, this is like an hour 45 with no intermission. It snaps along, and it makes you feel so good.
Oh, the crowd was on its feet. It's a powerful evening of theater, again, till the 13th of October. Well, as always, you can get details on these and all kinds of productions around Michigan. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, thanks so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.